Okay, so we continue in Shaar Simcha, and yesterday we started to talk about how tzaddikim are happy and rejoice in the fact that they are able to serve Hashem. In other words, that idea alone that they were chosen by Hashem to be Yidden and to be able to do Torah mitzvahs, so that in and of itself motivates tzaddikim to be happy, like David HaMelech said, that I rejoice in the fact that I have a chelek in Torah. So he continues. He says, "V'chalayis anyone who does mitzvahs with joy, yesh sachar elef yadayis has a reward 1,000 times greater than someone who does the mitzvah but he finds it to be burdensome." So this is a very, very eye-opening idea that you have two people that are doing the same exact action, but their internal attitude. You may not even see it in the way they do the mitzvah, but the internal attitude of one is, ugh, I have to do this again. And the internal attitude of the other one is, I'm so happy that I get to do this. And the reward is there's 1,000 times disparity between the two of them. Avram and David, Kalayan Kuloi Hayo Avram and David HaMelech all day long were busy with Torah mitzvahs. And all day long they were praising Hashem. They opened their mouths to praise Hashem with joy. And when a person does this, so then he succeeds in all of his ways, and he gets an understanding. Hashem gives him this extra level of holiness. And his heart is filled with love of Hashem. His soul is bound up in joy. And they reveal to him these secrets of what's going on in Shemayim Levishuhu. So because of his fear Hashem and because of his being just and proper, so he gets this extra level of understanding. And this is what Shlomo referred to when he said, "Nafshi yotza b'dabra," that my soul went out when Hashem spoke. And my thoughts rejoiced when Hashem's lips speak such things. David HaMelech said, nefesh. Why? Because the nefesh, the soul in a person, because it's spiritual, because it comes from Shemayim, so it rises up very high. When it understands his secret, he tav as mitzvah. So it develops a love to Hashem and adapts his mitzvahs. He says, and when the neshama is able to reach the level which corresponds to it, so it absorbs it and it rejoices in that area. So these are spiritual types of references, allusions over here, a little bit hard to understand, but he's basically saying that when a person is connected to Hashem, his soul has a greater perception and greater connection, a greater dveikus to Hashem. Every moment he's constantly yearning to love Hashem, and when he's laying down at night, he also thinks of it. So when a person feels that deep connection to Hashem, Hashem gives him a yearning for joy. The heart is consumed with this great yearning of love. That I'm going to rejoice in Hashem, my nefesh is going to be happy with my God. Fortunate is the soul which is zoiche to such a level of simcha.